Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tom, if I said to you right now, who's your celebrity crush? Who's top of mind for you?
Readers at home, are you familiar with a very good-looking man called Cillian Murphy?
It's Killian.
Killian?
But yes, I just...
I will call him anything, and he can call me anything, and I want to hold him and him hold me, and oh, what a good-looking man that is. And
He's pretty poker straight, Tom, so...
As am I. I'm 99% straight, but that man does it for me. Good Lord. What about you?
Nice. Brett Goldstein. Hands down.
Can you remind me of this man?
So, Ted Lasso, he plays Roy Kent.
Right.
But what I love about him the most is that he is also a writer, and I am a writer,
and he writes
Ted Lasso, and he also swears a lot, like me.
Just the good-looking man.
He's my fucking husband, and he doesn't know it, and I don't, like, everything I watch him do, I am obsessed with.
What was your first celebrity crush? Was there an awakening,
First conscious celebrity crush, as in first one that I had posters of, is potentially a little problematic now. It's Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Most of the Backstreet Boys, to be honest. Or like the boys from Hanson.
Yes, a little bop.
But I've got to say, like, when I started watching, like, grown-up movies when I was younger, so when I watched Dirty Dancing for the first time, it was, I mean, we know, we've had an episode about how I literally dated someone because he reminded me of Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
So it's
Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing, or maybe like a very early career Robert Downey Jr.
Right. Yeah,
like the Marissa Tomei movie where they're like going through Italy and he's just got beautiful puppy dog eyes and it's probably because his pupils are so dilated from all the drugs he was on. This is the Gross of Boyfriends Past.
Yes, hello. I'm Tom Harris. Elizabeth Bester sits next to me today.
Yes, we're normally across the table from each other. And there is a good reason why we are sitting next to each other. It's because this is the first time in this studio that we have had two guests on.
Two guests on two microphones. Not only that... they're fellow podcasters.
It's a bit exciting. I like having fellow podcasters in. So we have got KB and Aya from Hallmark.
Hello.
Guys.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you for coming on. Now, look, I'll give you a little bit of a background, readers. Now, you know me on this podcast as the woman who thinks love is a pile of shit.
Yes.
And that romance is bullshit. And I kind of like any kind of petty revenge on an ex story. You know, like, I just don't love love. However, what I do love is Hallmark Christmas movies, because they're just so bad and they're so good. And I don't know what it is about a highfalutin CEO woman traveling to the middle of nowhere to meet a Christmas tree farmer that makes my heart fucking sore, but it does. Now, girls, Hallmarked.
Yes.
Tell us.
It's a relatively new podcast. We've only started this year. We're up to episode 7.
Exciting.
And we started it because we've been housemates on and off for the last couple of years, and our favourite pastime together is to watch these terrible, trashy movies and hate them so much that we have to watch another one.
Yes.
Do you reckon our readers are familiar with the whole... Because it's its own category of film, right?
Mm,
it's not a They're not rom-coms, are they? It's its own category of film.
It's like the Mills and Boone version of
But,
movies.
Like, even a little bit lighter than Mills and Boone, because Mills and Boone is very raunchy sexual, whereas this is very...
none of that.
No.
It's like... Okay, so it's the opposite of Mills and Boone.
It's like a trashy airport read of the movie. Yeah.
You might be lucky to get, like, the mid-movie kiss, and that always feels like, oh my god.
And there's usually like bells and whistles, literal bells, and probably literal whistles playing when it happens. I don't know what it is that has made these movies so fucking popular, but there is they're like, I was trying to explain to someone else the other day what they were, and they were like, why do you watch that shit? And I'm like, you know, sometimes you feel like filet mignon, mm-hmm. right? It's going to fill you up. It's a bit, sometimes you just want fairy floss. It's going to disappear instantly. It's full of sugar. It's probably not good for you, but fuck, it's good while it's there.
Yeah. You know? I think as creative people, watching something that you could have created better yourself really helps those endorphins.
Yeah,
I get
that. Yeah. So readers that are, we're going to push you along to Hall Marked. That's the name of the podcast. What's the spiel? You watch are we calling them terrible?
Good. They're good, bad.
They're
good,
all
bad,
of them. We have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's, we do.
That's what it is. And we will tell you the plot of the story. We'll have a bit of a rant.
Yes. Because we're always good at it. Then we did... We make sure that we have three nice things to say about it, because it can't all be negative.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could be.
This
but
is the thing, though. When I talk about these movies, the trashier parts of it are the positives. Like, that's the – like, there have been – I have a bad Christmas movie day every year, and we pick our most awful line every year that we basically quote to each other back and forth and say each other. There's, like, 15, 20 people that come to this thing now. And the badder the dialogue – the badder the dialogue, the better it is.
Exactly.
We have our own catchphrase. Sure, we'll call it a
catchphrase. Put it on merch, guys.
Yeah, that's the plan. We just say, it's not the worst. It's not the worst one we've seen, because we did get to a point of seeing the worst one far, but, you know, there could be one worse than that. But most of them, it's not the worst.
Not the worst.
If they're not bad.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
So are there things that – are there attributes that a Hallmark movie must – like only said at Christmas, question mark? Are there
– there are tropes.
Tropes. No matter – it could be summer or Christmas.
So sort of what we were going to talk about today, and that leads really into it, leads really well into it, is that I got the girls along because I thought we could discuss red flag tropes in Hallmark movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Which are generally the main tropes of all Hallmark movies.
Yeah. There are red flags. They happen. They're not seen. Then they are the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, I must confess, and it might surprise some readers, because on this show, I am of two hosts. I am the more romantically inclined. I'm the more positive about love. But the rom-com and the Hallmark movie from there has never bothered me.
Tom, it's never, you live your romance. You don't need to watch
that's
it.
That's right. They've never appealed to me. I think growing up in the 90s with fucking Hugh Grant in every rom-com, stammering his way
through. Hugh Grant is too good.
Get on with it! You know.
No, Hugh Grant is too good for these movies. Like, Hugh Grant is amazing. Like,
sorry,
those,
forgive me. I was saying I'm
you're
not
shooting
a,
way too high with
I'm
the
not
rom-coms.
I'm not a rom-com fan, which is up here.
So come down to the trash heap where we are.
I've never seen a Hallmark movie. I've never seen. I don't.
Have you never seen any of the recent Netflix ones?
No.
Like a
Princess Switch.
I've only got 80 years on this planet, okay, and that's if I'm lucky, desperately lucky. I don't. I just can't bring myself to sit down and for 2 hours.
Okay,
on,
so what Christmas movie
they're not
have
2 hours.
You seen? No, they're at best an hour 30.
Oh
at best,
God,
it's a long hour 30 though.
Yes, exactly. I just don't. I don't
I'm
going
to go through a list of Christmas movies, and I'm sure you've watched one bad Christmas movie and not realised what
it was. Sure, I'm sure I have. But I'm also not a hate watch, like a anger watcher. Like, I don't watch things.
I don't watch it.
Like reality TV. Do you ever sit down and put on a show and be like, I hate these people? Like, my lady does, you know, that's you're sort of judging yourself against them, and it's making you feel better. I just don't do that. So, for me, this is uncharted territory, ladies, that I need you to guide me through these Hallmark movies.
Sure.
We will gladly do it for you,
John. Literally could talk about this like every day.
We do. We do. I mean, the ultimate number one red flag of all these movies, if we just launch straight into it, is that it is always a career-driven woman is the protagonist.
Sure. Yeah.
Every time, without fail. There will never be a male protagonist who has to give up his career in order to find love.
No, why would that
why would
be?
There
why,
be?
No.
Why would that
no.
make sense?
No.
And if the career-driven woman is single, oh my God. Oh. Why are you single? Why aren't you married
How
yet?
Are you not happy yet?
Yeah, you're not happy because you're single.
Yeah, I feel that one.
That one
girls.
Does. It's all right. We're with you, Liz. We're all in the same boat. But she always has to go to a small town.
You have to.
You have to.
Big cities are not Christmas picturesque.
They're not picturesque. No. There's no single men. No. There's no flannel. How do you survive in a big city?
It's weird, in a big city of 4 million people, there's no single men. But in a country town of 20,000 people,
there's one. Yeah. Men, there's
at least one. Maybe two for a triangle.
Yeah. Ooh. And that's what we were talking about in the car on the way here, is that quite often the woman is dating a complete douchebag. Yep. Someone who's horrible in the big city. Truly one of the worst boyfriends you will ever see on screen every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But she's desperate for him to propose.
Yes.
Right.
Desperate. That is all she's... And they go to dinner and she's ready for it every time. And he says they either broke up or he has a career opportunity that he has to move on to, or there's some reason why she has to go to a small town.
Yes.
Or like emotionally cheat on him, you know, because she'll probably stay with him, but emotionally fall in love. Well, not emotionally, because it is falling in love.
Yeah.
Falling, emotionally cheat by falling in love with the rando guy in flannel who loves dogs. I don't know.
The second guy is always... nearly the opposite of the man.
Always. Very laid back.
And they'll probably hate each other, right?
Yes. This is... I've learned a new term today, guys. It's the meat ugly versus the meat cute.
I love it
and hate it at the same time.
I beg so many pardons. Meat ugly.
Yes. Yeah. Versus... Generally in a movie where there is a romantic relationship, you have a meat cute, right? Where they meet for the first time and it's a lovely moment and they fall in love.
Gotcha.
In Hallmark movies generally, or Hallmark adjacent movies, it's what they now are calling the meat ugly, which is where they hate each other instantly and then they fall in love later.
Like someone falls over and is embarrassed and has coffee all over them and then falls in a big pile of poo, and then the guy's just laughing and she's like, how dare you, I'm a big city girl, and storms off
in her high heels in snow.
And then they break in the snow and she's like not looking back because she's determined to not let the fact that she's covered in literal crap upset her today.
It's funny because sometimes they actually say things like, I'm the big city girl. Like the one we watched recently, like, I'm a big city lawyer. It's like, they literally say it.
I watched one recently and it had something to do with like someone trying to save a dog shelter. And the woman who they thought was the sad, single old woman turned out to be actually the rich owner of the company and
of course.
And she's like, I'm just a humble female CEO. I was like, man, like you could have sort of gotten away with it by saying humble CEO, but saying I'm just a humble female CEO, you just really drive the point home that men wrote that movie.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
So the first red flag, why won't you give up your job and find it? That's the first one we're entering.
Yeah.
And that's so true. That's pervaded in from society. And it's... baffles me. Like, why aren't you having kids? There's 8 billion of us. We don't need more. Why do you care?
We barely have enough future for ourselves, people.
And have you seen the cost of housing at the moment? I can't afford a house and a child.
I posted the other day that whenever there's something I really don't want to do at the moment, I just add "in this economy" to the end of it. And like with absolutely any, it works with anything. Hey, are you going to go to the grocery store today? The grocery store? In this economy? You're going to wear nice shoes today? Nice shoes in this economy?
Amazing. We're gonna take that and put it in our pocket.
Do it.
So in these Hallmark films, does she always, our protagonist, does she always have to choose between her work and the new man? There is no, or does she sometimes get to have the career and
I think it's mixed, right?
Sometimes it's normally, I find that the ones that I've watched recently, she's had to make the choice. She's chosen the guy and then, whoops, coincidentally, she ends up with the amazing job anyway and it works out fine.
Yeah. That's true.
She fails up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you still feel good about it.
Yeah.
But she still chose the man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like the company that she works with decides to restructure their whole business just to suit her going to live in a small town.
Or they'll open a division in the small town so that she can have both.
Or she'll decide that she wants to be a Christmas tree farmer as well.
Yes. Or if she's like a... like an interior designer, the small town presents an opportunity to open up her own business in the small town. Right. So
yes, because famously, small town people are really good at interior design, and there's so many of them in a small town that she's sure to be in business forever and ever.
Every time I drive through a small outback town in Australia, it's always butchers, bakery, interior design.
Yeah,
it's a landmark.
Yes, it's on Main Street every single time.
Yes. I think that's it. And she's always portrayed as uptight. She is always a workaholic or a perfectionist,
yep.
which is the complete opposite to the romantic male lead, yep. who is always laid back and cool, calm and collected, and everyone loves him because he is like the everyman.
Yeah, he's so chill, and you just need to learn to be chill, uptight,
literally.
Bitch.
Yeah, like, literally.
And you know how you do that? You quit your big job.
Yeah, yeah.
Wear a bit of plaid and or flannel, and your life changes forever.
Yep, yep. Cowboy boots, you're set.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild.
It so wild.
That's one red flag covered.
A bunch in one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So much red. Yeah.
The dating the douchebag just to get married.
Just to get married.
Yeah, yeah, true.
The family having a go at you. Mm-hmm. The big city uptight job lady.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea that the woman always has to be the one that compromises is also kind of a running theme. Hallmark is very famously probably aligns more with conservative ideals.
Well, yes. There was big dramas when certain actors in movies decided that they didn't want to be a part of. Was that Hallmark or was that Lifetime? I think. I can't remember. But I think it was Candace Cameron.
Yeah, I think she was still with Hallmark at the time.
Yeah.
She left.
Left because, and signed a contract with the other one because they were focusing on gay couples, or not even focusing, just putting a gay couple in a movie, and she's like, "This goes against my values." Bye.
Yeah,
fair,
yeah.
Big
flags also in the industry of making Hallmark. Yes.
Hallmark can be a bit of a red flag. Yes.
Look, we were talking just before the mics went on. You said that they take 2 weeks to film one of these. That's a big red flag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a very quick shooting schedule.
Yeah,
for an hour and a half film.
Yeah,
and you know what? Good job, I guess.
Well, can you imagine? I've often thought watching these, I'd be like, Jesus, I'd love to work in one of these movies. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just Christmas all the time.
Yes.
And it's constantly 2 weeks of dating someone new.
Exactly. And you get to be in Canada. So, like, win-win all around.
I mean, our aim is, like, to write one of these so we can go and do this.
Do it.
Yeah. 100%. I think one of the big red flags. All the flags. The declaration of love.
Yes.
After 5 days, 7 days. I love you. No, you don't. You really don't. What's wrong with you? Why are you saying that only a couple of days in?
If someone told me they loved me after 5 days, I would inquire into their mental health. What is wrong with you to fall in love with me in 5 days?
Exactly. And day one, you hated me. Yeah. So how did we get to you?
We spent 50% of our time not liking each other. Yeah. And that's two days.
The hate, I understand. But how did we get to love?
And also some of them go straight from not only big declarations of love, but engaged or married by the end. Like, if they're royal, they're married by the end of the movie.
Yes. Mm.
That's the rule, right? Like, if there's a royal involved, you're going to be engaged or married because you can't just date a royal.
No.
Yeah, it's wild. And then I also, the communication around all of those moments, because there will always be a misunderstanding before the declaration of love.
Yes.
It has to be a misunderstanding.
People just want to be a
fucking communicate.
Yep.
No talking about it.
No.
They will just storm off to their own rooms like children.
And quite often someone will say, either it's not what it looks like or you've got the wrong idea and nobody sticks around to find out what it is supposed to look like or what the right idea is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been plenty of times in the last couple of weeks we have yelled at the TV. Yeah. It's been like, just talk to each other. Just talk.
Yeah. Honestly pretty much if we had a catchphrase on this podcast, it's usually just fucking communicate.
Yeah.
Just communicate. Just talk.
Truly. Yeah. Communication, guys. Big advocate for it.
Fixes so many problems.
Not in a Hallmark.
No.
No, no.
No.
No, no.
Well, because you don't realise that you're in love with someone unless you have a big ass fight before you say it.
Yeah.
Too.
Or even some of them haven't even been fight. They've been like, we have a disagreement, like we have different opinions and therefore we no longer are speaking to each other, and that seems problematic.
I feel like that does not bode well for the rest of their relationship at all.
But they love each other, so it's fine.
Oh, love fixes everything, guys.
I don't know, I just like the fact that they go from like zero to 100 so quickly, and that relationship's going to be over. So
very soon. It's going to go back to zero very quick.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Yeah, and you're going to be jobless in a small town, bitch. So maybe don't quit your job. Yeah.
Sorry. She's going to be resentful.
Yep.
Be like, you made me do this, because he did.
I want to see, this is the movie I want you to write. Okay. Yes. And it's on the podcast. I want you to write the after the Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like what happens after Hallmark.
But in a cliche way?
Up to you. You can take the piss. You can actually have it be, you know, rose-coloured glasses and then cutting to rainy grayscale bullshit that happens in real life. Yeah. Like whatever. But I want to see after the Hallmark movie.
Guys, trademark before anyone steals that idea.
Yeah, literally, we will fight you. I feel like we did kind of watch a movie like that where it was the after, what was it? Love Strikes Twice.
Oh, yeah. That, do you want a problematic Hallmark film?
Oh, please.
I mean, it's not Hallmark, it's Mar Vista.
Which is their rival. But she loses her memory and her fiancé who she has, no, her husband.
Yeah, husband.
Who she has divorced pretends that they're still together and it basically traps like her in
overboard,
the house.
Which is problematic as fuck as well.
But the movie starts off there, you know, he's so romantic and they fall in love and they get married, and then literally for the rest of the movie it's how terrible their relationship is and how much of an asshole he is to her.
No one in her circle of anyone says, hang on, you're
not even her parents.
Her parents encouraged it. Her parents were like, no, Christ. Don't tell her. Don't tell her.
Yeah.
You'll never end up together if you tell her the truth.
So the relationship or a relationship is more important than separate individual happiness.
I would rather someone take advantage of my daughter than for her to be single.
Yes. That was the worst.
That was the worst. That was the one where we said, guys, this is the worst movie we've ever seen.
He was a walking red flag. 100%.
Like hiding her phone so she didn't realize she had a business.
Stalking her, making sure she didn't go to her work or find out where she worked.
Big red flag for
and because it's because she had a successful business and he was at home playing PlayStation, trying to figure out how to have his own successful business. So he,
Is this character real mad, guys. This husband character, is he in the films? Is he framed as a decent or good and or?
He just made some mistakes and now there's a chance to write small mistake he made.
Are we being led to root for this or are we forgiving these actions or what?
I think now that we're in our 30s,
yes,
there was no chance we were ever going to be on his side. But had we watched this movie maybe in our early 20s?
And also maybe 10 years ago when we didn't know as much as we know now about coercive control and stalking.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie was very much coercive control. Yeah. This movie was like 2017. I don't know. What was 2017 like?
It's different. Yeah. It's not old enough for it to be like writers didn't know better.
2017, like just pre-Me Too.
Yeah.
Like just. Yeah.
Maybe they were making a point. I don't know. I don't think they're doing anything political.
See, I watched a very similar film, but it was actually a horror about someone who had amnesia and then someone who was pretending to be her husband. But it was a fucking horror movie. Like it was a psychological. I mean, it was one of those terrible Hallmarky style movies. Yeah. It was called Secret Obsession, and it was someone who had a crush on someone from work. So when she was an amnesiac, he pretended that they were married, and she's like, oh, look at this lovely wedding album where his face is like five shades lighter than mine and clearly has been photoshopped, but I'm just going to go look how beautiful we looked on our wedding day. Yeah.
And this one could have been a horror.
But it's the same movie. Yeah. And yet one of them has red flags, rose-coloured glasses on, and the other one is literal music in the background.
But she goes back to him. Like, yeah, they're fine. They renew their vows.
Yeah. When she discovers that he's been lying to her the whole time and basically
how romantic?
Making her have a house arrest on her own accord. Yeah. We were just like, what?
Bridge too far.
Teaching, I don't know who's watching this movie, like young impressionable women that you can go back to this kind of relationship.
And men to say, this is an absolutely okay way to behave.
It's okay because it will all work out.
You want to play video games all day? Do it as long as you don't let your girlfriend have a career.
Yeah, that's right. That was going to be my question. Obviously, everyone in this room, you'll watch these Hallmark movies for a bit of fun poking and yeah. for catharsis and all that. But there will be a percentage of people that will that generally like them and want to and enjoy
100%,
them. And
yeah.
Are these films positive or negative? Are they harming the people that are watching it? Are they are there so many red flags as we've listed?
I would say they're harming the people yes, that for are both. Watching it. Yeah. yeah.
Here's the thing. I do love them.
Yes.
I don't like I love how bad they are. Oh, that yeah. movie it sounds like I would hate.
You would yes. hate it.
And I've realized yes. in the last because I've had my bad Christmas movie day. It's basically we watch terrible Christmas movies from 9 a.m. till like 9-10 p.m. and people can drop in and drop out as the day goes on. I've started to realize that the Christmas movies that I like the most have some kind of mystical supernatural yes. element to it, so that like Santa, you know, taps his nose and all of a sudden she's got a new family and she has to figure out how to get back to her old mm-hmm. life. Or because that's like, this couldn't really happen.
yeah. yeah.
I think the ones where it's like, this could really happen, I'm like, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. No, they're definitely targeting a certain type of person in America, to and, be honest. And they,
but even though I know they're harmful, they're still chicken soup to my soul. What yeah. the fuck is wrong
I
with
think,
us?
Though but we talk about it, right? And yeah. we're like, that's insane. We know that yeah. that's insane.
But
we
I
know
love how insane this is.
We know it's insane and that it's not real and that we would never,
we would never put, up,
totally put ourselves in that kind of situation. But there would be people who are like, I want a relationship yeah. like that. I would love to meet someone like that.
I do love the TikToks of women who go to like small countries, small towns in like Canada and go like, where are the men?
I'm standing in a Christmas tree farm. I'm here.
Yeah. I'm wearing flannel.
Are you going to come? Oh, wait. It's not my first love. So it can't be. Can't be. It has to be my very first boyfriend and nothing else.
Yeah. No. 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 What other red flags?
That one that was a big one for me.
That was a very no for me on my first boyfriend.
Truly. And that's the thing, right? Most firsts are good in some ways and not very good in a lot of other ways.
Right.
So to have this trope of generally when they go back to – it's a hometown, small mm-hmm. town – they are reunited with their first love or their first crush and then it's happily ever after. Ooh. And yes, two people have grown separately and maybe there is a chance for that. But the idea that first love is true love if the wrong people are watching this film.
Yeah.
Can be a massive red flag because then they'll just stick around, right?
Yeah. 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 Put up with a lot of shit because – you know, sunk cost fallacy. You know, you got to keep yeah. putting in good money after bad, good time after bad for people because true love, you guys, it's true.
It's true.
Sometimes. Sometimes, but definitely not all the time.
No. What other red flags we got?
No one goes to therapy.
No one goes to therapy.
They all have these, like, issues and, you know, the wife leaving the main guy on Christmas Day, and yet they're talking about this for the first time to the girl who they're gonna fall in love with.
Yeah.
And it's like, why haven't you spoken to anyone else?
Yeah.
Why? Ever.
What?
Ever.
And then, you know, it obviously does, you know, affect their life. You know, they hate Christmas because of all this stuff that's
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, right.
But they haven't
right,
spoken right. to anyone
no.
about.
They've bottled it
like
all.
Like they're now Christmophobes because, you know, our favorite word.
It's our favorite word.
Yeah, they're wild. And no one. Yeah, it's just talk to someone. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just they fucking communicate and maybe to a professional.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is definitely back to the whole communication, but to, yeah, get the professional
therapy.
Rather than.
Get therapy.
Your, yeah. yeah.
Work through why you hate Christmas.
Yeah.
And maybe yeah. just. Maybe everything will be okay.
Yeah, and not to bring up Love Strikes Twice again, but like she went in for to get the way the divorce paid. Okay, no, we're not going to talk about it. No. But the way she just quickly went, oh, we're getting a divorce. But he didn't really know that they weren't okay. Like they didn't go to no. couples therapy, or like even she didn't just go to therapy herself or anything
I
like
don't
that.
Understand. Like, yeah, like surely by the time you say, I want a divorce, you've talked
to someone.
To anyone.
Yeah. To the person,
to the
that,
person
you're
that you're divorcing.
Yeah. And then the person who's going, oh shit, is she going to leave me? Should go, maybe we should go speak to someone and sort this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, not like, hangdog expression, okay, walks out of the room, no, I hate Christmas.
And I will hate Christmas forever. Jump to a year later.
I know we're asking for like extra lines in a movie and like maybe extra like scenes, but like
I feel like they probably pay the actors per line and probably can't afford it with a 2-week shooting schedule. There's not enough time to go to therapy in 2 weeks, guys.
But there would be, because there are so many scenes in those movies that you could easily cut, and I would gladly watch a therapy scene.
That would be nice. This is the thing. I think you need to write a realistic bad Christmas movie as well. There are two things that are my big red flags, and they're not romantic red flags. They're just this is some bullshit red flags. Is that number one, as a journalist, I am particularly offended by every depiction of a journalist in any Hallmark or Hallmark adjacent movie.
Yes, very fair.
Because the headlines are always like absolute garbage. Or the people who are like, I'm a designer, and they open up the clip artiest bullshit that you have ever seen and be like, I'm going to submit my ideas to the big magazine lady now, and it's fucking Microsoft Paint.
They're my favorite. They
are. Oh my God. Or like the notes that are like, he wears shoes.
Yes.
But okay, if you had to submit an article on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Would you say that? I'd be like, fuck off. Like, I'm with my family.
The amount of Christmas Day. Have you never worked in the media? No. I worked Christmas Day for years.
Oh, okay,
they do. We don't. So we would get extra, time off because we had to work. Like, we'd get rostered on Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, doing the New Year's Eve shift was a real bummer, guys.
But what about if it's not media? What if it's interior design?
Okay, so no one has an interior design emergency on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing. It comes up with the other trope that always shits me, is that people getting the main character has to step in because somehow this massive thing that should have been done has not been done. For example, one that I watched recently where local boutique clothing store owner has to step in and design the costumes for an entire movie the day of shooting because the costume designer has quit.
Yeah.
And she just is going to use all the clothes that she's designed and clear a whole store out. So, but like, what movie gets to the day of shooting with no fucking costumes? Not even a. Okay, we just need someone to be a seamstress or a sewer to make these. Yeah. There's been no. I no wonder that designer got fired. They did nothing.
There's nothing in that trailer.
No,
which would never happen.
No.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Or like a big business pitch must be made on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, see, that working Christmas Eve is one thing, but making a big pitch, like basically the whole week of Christmas, like, yes, you're doing your job, but also nothing matters.
Yeah. Obviously, yes, media, like, it matters for sure, but like, not.
No, basically you won't send an email or a pitch or anything that you want to be read by anybody. Yeah. That's not news that's happening in the world that's really important. Yeah. You don't send emails on Christmas week at all.
But I wonder if that's just like an Australian thing. And I don't know, do Americans work differently?
To our American listeners, and we have them.
Amazing.
Do you work right up to Christmas? Yeah. Do you have to give major pitches on Christmas? Or is it kind of like that whole, yes, you're working Christmas week, but also everyone's kind of checked out and is already with their families?
I would hazard that in America, where your health insurance is tied to your job, and they say they can bend you over the barrel and have you work whenever they want you to. And there's more corporate cocksucking going on in America, I think. Slightly more. There's more of a capitalism, earn the money, make the money.
Most of my full-time working friends were like, you get 4 weeks off a year, that's incredible. And I'm like, 4 weeks is nowhere near enough.
What do you mean? Yeah. We need way more than that.
Yeah, every American I've ever met has been very surprised by a 4 week.
Yeah, 2 weeks has been the sort of standard for full-timers that I've heard, which is just...
not enough.
I'm already burnt out just thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. Which makes me think that maybe they do actually work up until, like, big decisions are being made.
Can you write in ghostofboyfriendspass@gmail.com if you are in the US? How close to Christmas do you work, and how important is the shit that you do around Christmas? Like, is it crucial? Is it business critical?
Yes.
Or is it faffing about until you get to go home to your families?
Yeah. We need to know, because that comes up on our episode.
Inquiring minds must know.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're just making fun of this trip for no reason. We're just making fun of you, Americans.
I mean, whatever, regardless, it's in every movie. Like, it's a cliche, and it just if it's real, cute, but if it's not,
yeah,
whatever.
Stop. But yeah, like almost uniformly, even the CEOs who are great at their job are actually terrible at their job if you objectively look at the way that they're doing their jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It's rare that you see someone competently do a job. In a Hallmark movie, unless it's Christmas tree farming.
Yeah.
Because that's a sustainable living.
The other day we watched a movie that the Christmas tree farmer wouldn't deliver the Christmas trees unless they paid him more money until the girl that he had a crush on came in, and then delivery was free.
Christmas tree ransom. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Blackmail. I love it.
I know. Look, all of the red flags. My particular red flag that is, I guess, pretty niche is that when a kid plays matchmaker for their parent... Because the child then is also thinking mum or dad is not happy unless they are in a relationship.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that a kid is panicking enough to try and set their parents up in the first place and has any kind of idea that that's going to make anyone happy is worrying.
Yeah, yeah. Truly. And I'm like, it's okay. Calm down. Be a kid. Yeah. Go play in the snow.
Yeah.
There are other things you can be doing than trying to find older gentlemen for your mother to date.
Oh. Kids, if you're listening, do not go and approach older gentlemen so that your mum cannot be sad and single.
Yeah. Christmas is probably fine a bit dangerous. On your own. Yeah. But I don't know if I have any more.
I guess I have.
Are there positives to come from these films? Are there nice moments? Are there nice things to learn and to take in as a if you're watching as a fan and you like these things? So there are. It's not just a total tidal wave of red flags.
I mean, a lot of movies have dogs in them.
I was just about to say that's always my go-to positive is a dog. That's cute,
and it does. It is a celebration of a lot of different Christmas traditions. Sometimes they don't make sense in the storyline. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get Danish traditions for no reason until the end of the film when they're all explained. Yeah. Or we're staying in a bed and breakfast kind of deal where she will make every kind of cuisine from every facet of the world because they all have their own Christmas traditions. That's really nice. To watch.
I guess
I just like the warmth of Christmas in general. Yeah. Like, and we were saying this before off mic as well, is that I've watched a couple, because normally I restrict myself right from November, December only is when I watch these movies. But, you know, like COVID was real hard, guys. Yeah. and I started leaking them into January, February. Let's just say I may have watched one a couple of weeks ago. But it reminds me of Christmas time, which is usually chill and happy.
Yeah.
And I also do like, even though they may be some of the red flaggy discoveries, sometimes I enjoy watching someone realize the meaning of insert something here. No, yes. That sounds really bad. Nope. I like watching people discover the meaning of blank.
Yes. Much better. And the inserting might happen off camera. We don't know.
Oh my gosh. But it definitely doesn't happen on camera as we discussed.
Absolutely not. I think I don't think I've actually ever said this as a positive, but just like the whole community feel, you know, I would love to live in a small town because everyone's just so supportive and everyone rallies together to save the bakery or something like that.
Do you know, watching anyone rally together for something in this economy?
Yes.
It's impressive and heartwarming, you know?
Yeah.
Zane's, see today because I'm on Zane's mic, he's got no mic and I've just seen him put his hand up.
Banished.
Did you want to say something?
No,
we've banished him to the corner. Bad producer.
Sorry, Naughty. Zane, that's our fault.
I was trying to articulate a thought. There's these films are more bad, like negative than good in terms of what the messages they're showing
but
people. Are we asking them to change?
No.
Are we asking them to show better messages, or are we just like, yep, let the kids who are these six, like young kids, or
you're making me feel bad about my hobby, Tom.
Are we should that?
It's
or
a shared hobby.
You go. I was gonna say, I think if anything, Hallmark might change a bit. Mm-hmm. Just that they're a bit more open and they're slightly more conservative and like family
oriented.
There's
gay people in them now.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't think you want them to change because you know people love them for what they are, but I think they just need to be sometimes a bit more. Oh God, realistic that life's not fair, but just like we don't have to put these like societal pressures on people, particularly women. Like, it's okay to show
I want
something.
The reverse.
I want the reverse.
Yeah. KB and I were talking when we were trying to organize this episode and we want the reverse of a small town country boy goes to the big city and realizes that his Christmas tree farm hobby is not realistic as a job and becomes a successful CEO. Yeah. Or like just basically take any trope in a Hallmark movie, reverse it and feed it to me. I will eat that shit up.
Except we don't want parents finding like partners for their children. No. So we won't reverse that trope. Yeah.
No.
Every other trope.
Get out.
That's
yeah.
But yeah, they still bring a certain level of I don't know, serotonin.
Yeah.
Endorphins. Yeah. Mm. They are written to do that.
It's the
formula works.
Yeah. It's the difference of meat and three veg and fairy floss. Yeah. You know, like there's absolutely no nutritional value in the fairy floss and it disappears real quick, but it's good. It tastes good. It's sugary. Mm-hmm. Leaves you on a little bit of a high.
Yeah.
Empty calories, whatever.
And we will rant about them for days. In every episode, we will continue to rant, but we will continue to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do love them.
I reckon we need to get our collective brains together and set Tom some homework of actually watching a particular Hallmark movie, maybe with his lovely lady friends.
I'll do rom-coms. I will do rom-coms, but the this Hallmark is... film, I can't.
But if you make it like a drinking game.
Yeah.
I don't drink.
If you make it.
I take heroin. Make a heroin game.
Well, it's one of those things though, like there was one that I watched recently about a girl who she was TikTok famous and she had to make content a certain number of subscribers by Christmas Eve and she was doing Christmas live with her family and she basically screwed her own family over because she was pretending to be married to this guy and so they all had to spend their Christmas with her to make her famous. But the magical element is that some grotty street Santa was like, oh, you know, you better live a better life. And all of a sudden she's reliving Christmas over and over again until she can figure out. She's like, oh, maybe I'm reliving Christmas because I fucked up my live stream. No, it's because you don't care about humans. Yeah. Like, you need to care about humans. And so, like, when they've got that kind of mystical, like, you have to ground it, like Groundhog Day Christmas. Yeah. Like, that's those kind of ones, I think, would probably be more up your alley than romance.
Do not get me wrong. I've never been a guy to be like, oh, those are for girls and that's girls' things. I'm yuck. I'll do it. I'll do it.
There's
give me a list.
Netflix
give me five.
One that I quite enjoyed
give me five, all right?
Five, Tom.
I'll do five.
Wow.
Not today. Good Lord.
We're locking you in. Lock
five
the doors,
over the next, five over the next decade. No, no.
And five over the next decade.
I'll come back and share my findings with Elizabeth and
guys can jump onto our podcast.
Yeah, this
we'll review
thing.
It
this is the thing so yeah we can watch a movie perhaps together, Tom, so that we can both make fun of it and then we'll come talk about it on Hallmarked.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good.
We're going to force you into this.
I already volunteered myself, so now we're dragging Tom kicking and screaming. How often do you guys release eps at the moment?
At the moment, we release fortnightly on a Monday. So we just released one
yesterday.
Yesterday. Whenever this comes out, you will find multiple episodes, I'm sure.
So this will be coming out Thursday. Literally.
Great. Okay. Amazing. Monday of this week that you may be listening to this episode or not.
And what movie did you do for this week?
Let it snow.
Oh, I've Candace seen that Cameron. One.
Lay tits now.
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking every time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's the only really one available on Stan Australia.
Yes.
Which is a bit sad.
There's a lot of them on Stan.
Not specifically Hallmark.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So what other companies?
Well,
what
Lifetime.
Other productions?
You have Lifetime, you have Mar Vista, you have Stan Originals, you have Netflix Originals.
I feel like you need to just call it Hallmark and then just
We have already branched out.
I think culturally, if someone says it's a Hallmark film, they know that it's a specific time.
It's like
time,
when people say, get me a Band-Aid. It's not get me a plaster.
Yes.
It's a Velcro.
It's the name. Yeah. Get out the Hoover. Like, well, not so much anymore, but that's what they used to say when vacuums weren't all Dysons.
Yeah, still
that's true.
We'll change it now. Get out the Dyson, people.
Yeah. Nope, we're not sponsored by Dyson. Give us your money, Dyson, and then we'll say get a Dyson.
I take it back.
Well, this is exciting.
Thank you so much for, like, normally we'd go into the what have we learned, but I feel like we've been talking about what we've learned for the entire podcast.
What have you learned?
Well, Tom, having never seen a Hallmark movie.
What have you learned today?
I've learned that these films are actually quietly more sinister and negative and bad for people than they are. Where Liz said there's your steak and vegetables, which is lovely, and there's also your fairy floss, which is very sugary. That's fine if you know that it's sugary, but if you're a 16-year-old kid and you don't know that it's that you're just eating sugar nonstop, that's probably going to be damaging somewhere.
Yeah, but look, if you eat sugar nonstop as a kid, adulthood is going to be difficult for you. Yeah. That's just like just happens. That's life.
So
it's
a
trap.
I'm torn.
Get
between,
over it.
I'm torn between like a frivolous like laugh, pointing and laughing at these things, and also are all the messages happy and healthy for? Not just, we're all in our 30s, we're wise adults, you know.
I've just thought of another trope that
trope it up.
Yeah, there's always a dead parent. There's almost always a dead parent. And then I felt really bad because we were like, okay, who is it? Dead mom or dead dad? Dead mom or dead dad? And I forgot that one of the people who was at my party's mother had actually passed away two years ago. And I was like, no, I can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's usually a parent missing, and they started hating Christmas because of that parent being missing or. Like there's some kind of, but yeah, like I think that it's like any movies though, like any movie can be harmful if you don't know how real life works.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I like watching the Christmas ones more than the normal romances, because there's a slight bit of fantasy ridiculousness.
Yes.
And there's sleigh bells. Like no one takes anything seriously when there's sleigh bells.
Yeah. Well, I'll expand that to all kind of films, TV. There's can be damaging. I mean, superhero films for young men with dehydrated bodies to get that cut, like eight pack, to get those bodies. They're dehydrated. Yeah. They're millionaires.
They have a big budget film. They can do it.
But so yes, across all media, there are damaging influences that we can.
We've just got to get the message out as much as we can on this podcast to just fucking talk to each other.
Yes.
Communicate. That's the best thing you can do, is to communicate. And the more that you communicate and the more that you talk about your relationship, not just talk to your partner, but talk about your relationship, if there's any shit going on that's a little not above board or that's perhaps borderline abusive or perhaps not so great, one of your tough love friends is going to call you the fuck out on it. This shit thrives in the shadows, and everyone just needs to talk more. If everyone talks more about stuff, there's going to be no more bad stuff.
Truly. If you feel icky about something, your gut is usually right.
Yeah.
So follow the ickiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you have major baggage and you're panicking. No, I've just spiraled myself into a hole now.
Still communicate.
Still talk. Yeah. Yeah. Like even if you're freaking out, like just tell a therapist.
Yeah.
And not even in your romantic endeavors.
Yeah.
Though if you can be a better communicator across the board, your life will improve in your workplace, with your family, with your friends, everyone. It's not just learn how to communicate with your partner or whoever you're dating right now. Mm. It will open up your life in an incredible way. So yes, work on your communication skills, everyone. Question, ladies. Yeah. Are these Hallmark films Christmas movies or love? Or what is the one romance? Is it what's the... Is it
all
just
the
all?
Above.
Yeah,
is it just
all, all.
That's the category. Just
basically
all.
Made for TV movies.
Yes.
If it comes under a category, it would be that.
Yeah. Because you will 100% never see one of these in a cinema.
Oh, there's no.
Unless it is the Queensland production company, Steve Jaggy Company, who has had their premieres in cinemas or theatres.
Yes. Look, I'm into that. Very much so. But yes, like if it's traditional, if it's an actual Hallmark movie.
TV only.
Nah. It's midday movie quality.
Yes. Understood.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's a very special, you're homesick, you've just finished watching Ready, Steady, Cook back in the day, or like
Passions hasn't come on
yet. No, it's the midday movie time, and it's either going to be some kind of twisted, obsessive thriller, or it's going to be the Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Now we're going to be cool. We're going to be cool podcasters and tell our readers to go and check out Hallmark.
Please
do. You've already landed on this one. All right. We've got your love and support.
Thank you.
Go and check out Hallmark. All right. You don't have to stay. Check
you
it
don't.
Out. All right.
I mean, not be all nice you- to
yeah,
stay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
I mean,
not- I'm not telling
Stay
them.
Stay for a few.
You know, and then...
Do you announce what movies you're going to be doing so that people can potentially watch along or critique with you?
Yeah, we always pop it on our Instagram, which you can find at Hallmarked Pod.
And we will have all of these in the show notes because you will send them to us after this, I'm sure.
We will. Everything's Hallmarked Pod. We've tried to make it very easy for everyone to find us. And we usually post that. We try and post it a week before.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, life and schedules.
Life is hard, you guys.
But you will always know what movie we are watching and where to find it.
Yes. Right.
What streaming service.
And we try to make it, like, we're not going to say get a VPN and watch it. Like, it's going to be somewhere.
You know, I found that a lot of in Australia, a lot of the like 7 Bravo and 9 Now.
Has a lot.
Yeah, they've got a lot. Yeah. Like, because they're made for TV movies, you guys. I just figured this out. Because they're TV stations, you know, before streaming. Grandma Liz over here, there was a time.
One we're going to watch soon is on 9 Now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, the one that I was recommending to you guys, A Christmas Movie Christmas, is also on 9 Now.
Can you, of the episodes that you're, the films that you've seen so far, what can you, what's one that you're like, yep, everyone, you, this is ridiculous recommendation for everyone?
Our top one
to watch
so far.
And
like to actually watch this?
Sit down and watch it, yeah.
Return to Christmas Creek is probably our favourite so far on Netflix.
I did hear about that, and then we were discussing on my Bad Christmas Movie Day whether there was an original Christmas Creek or whether it was just that starts at Return to Christmas
Creek. Well, she's returning to Christmas Creek.
And then disappointed there wasn't a Christmas Creek original.
There's Mike Ruggles, who's the hot...
He's our ultimate leading man.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right. We'll watch out for that one. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Thank
we
you for
look forward
us.
To assaulting you guys with our opinions on your podcast at another time.
We cannot wait.
Guys, if you are listening at home and you love Christmas movies or you hate them, write in. Tell us. Tell us what your favourites are and why. Tell us which ones you think that we should recommend to the Hallmarked girls, because we will most definitely do it.
Yeah, let us know the tropes you can't stand in romantic films.
Or I mean, you love and
or you
know
love. Yeah, you can't
makes you not a good feminist for actually... This is, if I was ever on the podcast A Guilty Feminist, mine would be, I'm a feminist, but... I love Christmas Hallmark movies.
Yeah,
I
love we're with you.
Yep. Well, I'm just going to leave you with the thought, dear readers, that if you ever get the opportunity to go back home and date a guy who thinks that a Christmas tree farm is a really good business opportunity and he wears a lot of flannel and you actually make a shitload of money, maybe don't quit your job. It's probably not the best idea.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.